Blackstone Audio presents Titus Alone by Mervyn Peake. Copyright 1967 and 1968 by Mervyn Peake. This unabridged recording of the reading of Titus Alone was published by arrangement with David Higham Associates Limited and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks.
This book was read by Simon Vance.
This book is 284 pages long. Titus Alone by Mervyn Peake. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Volume 3 of an epic trilogy. A triumph, an eccentric poetic masterpiece. The National Observer. When he addresses himself to visual fantasy, he has a rare power. He succeeds in carrying the reader into his own timeless and placeless world. Sunday Times. We are drawn into a closed circle of drama which is elaborated with sustained imaginative consistency and conviction. Beautifully controlled prose, which gives complete coherence to his imagined world. Brian W. Alderson. This book bears a dedication. For Maeve. Part 3. The Gormenghast Trilogy. Chapter 1. To north, south, east or west, turning at will, it was not long before his landmarks fled him. Gone was the outline of his mountainous home. Gone that torn world of towers. Gone the grey lichen. Gone the black ivy. Gone was the labyrinth that fed his dreams. Gone ritual, his marrow and his bane. Gone boyhood.